get to Coach Brad Brownell. Coach, I appreciate the time as always.
Good to be with you, Walt.
First of all, before I forget, and I will, happy Thanksgiving to you and the team. You made all of ours a very happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it was a great weekend. Really proud of the guys. I thought we just competed really hard. And, you know, that's sometimes what it takes. I think like in the West Virginia game, they're a very good defensive team. They made it hard on us for a long time. And like I told our guys, that's why we defend so hard and so yeah. well. And to give us a chance and late down the stretch, we got our offense going and executed. And we were able to win it. And I didn't think we played very well the first 8 minutes of Georgia. I thought their speed and athleticism, you know, got to us a little. But the longer the game went, I thought we just really adjusted. And, again, I thought we played very well in spurts throughout and really in times when you needed to late in the game.
It was amazing. I mean, and yesterday I did the first 3 hours of the show, Coach, was all Clemson basketball. It was amazing.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, the response was incredible, and people are just jacked up, and the performance was just unbelievable against two very different teams. And, you know, and it's so interesting because, again, you seem to be pushing all the right buttons, but you also have a lot of buttons to push, and if one or two of the buttons isn't working, you can go to something else. I mean, I think it sort of tells a story that, you know, Carter Welling has played really well this year and coming off injury, no less, and down the stretch of the West Virginia game, obviously he was a difference maker, and you could say you stayed connected with defense, and down the stretch, Welling sort of won the game for you. But now down the stretch against Georgetown, he's not even playing. Okay, against Georgetown. Against Georgia, Freudian slip, against Georgia, he's not even on the court. So it's a different – it seems like a different guy, and it certainly was. And, you know, I sort of felt going into the Georgia game that my concern was, could your guards compete with Georgia's guards? They rang that bell. I thought the guard play was just terrific as they settled in. I thought Dylan Hunter and Justin Porter and Buddha Johnson were all absolutely amazing. And I know you had talked about playing Buddha Johnson at the three. This turned out to be the time against the Georgia full court pressure.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Walt. I agree with you. You know, they're good players. They're good, solid players. They probably don't wow you. But they did all the little things to win. They took care of the ball. I think we really, in the last half of the game, we had very few turnovers. We handled their pressure. We actually scored a bunch of points against the press, right, which was really good. I thought we had a good mix of attacking, sometimes to score, but at the same time not always just losing control of tempo of the game and then pulling it back out and running a couple quick actions in the middle of the floor, which were good for us.
Yes.
And then our guards just kind of controlled it, and that's what you got to do. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you also got to make free throws, you know, in tough situations. You got to make some tough shots, and you got to make free throws. That's, you know, sometimes that's what wins games. Those guys did it. And, you know, I was really happy for him. As you mentioned, I thought RJ Godfrey was like, his spirit, man, I just can't, there's not enough I can say about what that guy brings in terms of energy and a contagious spirit of competitiveness that just, you know, flows through our team. And he really gets guys going. And, you know, I just thought he was in a really good place. So he got more of the minutes than Carter down the stretch. And Nick Davidson did a lot of unsung things with rebounding, and,
no question,
and so we rode those guys a bunch down the stretch, and it proved to be a good match.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, obviously two very different opponents. West Virginia, more of a half-court defensive-type team that does a lot of things. I thought that going into the West Virginia game, I had said the Friday before that I thought you were going to try and get some transition offense, not to allow that defense to set up. And I think you did. And I also thought maybe skip passes would be available against that defense. I thought to some degree they were, and that seemed to work. And then this game, it's like you said, the first when it started out, it was just sort of harried and wild, and they were creating some live ball turnovers and scoring off them. And I think they had 24 points in 9 minutes. But after that 9 minutes, I thought you did a great job of not only handling their pressure, getting the ball to the middle of the court, running those high post actions, as you said, but really hurting them for their pressure. I thought you made them pay a price for the pressure the last 30 minutes of the game.
Yeah, you could almost sense that they were, I just think they're much better in the full court than they are in the half court, and they did not want to get into an execution game with us.
Yeah.
And so you could see, you know, Mike White, he sometimes they're trapping the first pass at the full court, and it's full court pressure. Sometimes you're getting it in, and they're running and jumping in the back court, so it's full court that way. And then occasionally, as the game went longer and longer, then it was like, hey, when you get it across half court, then sometimes we're going to run and trap you and try to do it in the half court. And so there was just a lot of different kind of things of pressure that our guys had to deal with, and I thought they did a nice job. And as you mentioned, I thought we did a good job of attacking the score when appropriate, but at the same time making sure that we had controlled tempo in the game, because that was our main message.
I really thought that Dylan, just his floor leadership in both of those games, two very different games, was vital. I didn't read every stat line for him, but just in terms of how he played and the leadership, again, after those first few minutes when he settled down, I'm not sure you win either one of those games without him.
No, there's 100% we don't. He, sometimes it's more than stats. You know that. It's who wants the ball. Like, who really wants to get open and make the first catch and deal with the first trap? Because you know you're getting trapped. And there's a lot of guys that they say they want the ball until it's the last 8 minutes of a close game in those situations. And then they somehow are always guarded. You know, they're not. Yep. They never break open and get it. And I thought Dylan was phenomenal in terms of just receiving, being a good receiver. We talk about that against press attack. You got to be a good receiver, and then you got to be able to handle pressure and make passes out of it. And if the guy who can get it out of the trap, then the other guys are the guys that they're the beneficiaries that have the chance to score. And so I thought he did a lot of things both in the half court, three-quarter court, and full court where he was the guy getting trapped. He got the ball out, and then other guys were able to go make some plays.
Yeah, and then if I remember right, in the West Virginia game on the Welling three that put you to the lead, he drove down the lane and turned and kicked it back out and basically served that second three up to Carter wide open there because of the attention that Dylan drew. And then
no doubt.
And then Justin Porter, you know, we talked about Porter last time we spoke, and we talked the inevitability that those shots were going to go in for him. Well, they started going in. And there's something else about that kid. I mean, he's feisty. There's a toughness to him. You know, he seems like he could have played cornerback.
There is. Well, I thought he had, you know, he and Dylan both had steals in the West Virginia game in the second half.
Enormous.
Both led to layups.
Yeah.
And those are four important points. You know, just like, hey, we don't really have it going. We're fighting, but we're not playing great. It's a feisty, hard-nosed game, and it's like, hey, we're just trying to grind it out. And all of a sudden, Dylan steals one, lays it in. Then all of a sudden, JP steals one at half court, goes and lays it in. Those are winning plays. You know, most people don't realize we had three, we call them kills, when you get an offensive rebound and you kick it out for three. We had three kills in the second half of the Georgia game. RJ had two, Nick Davidson had one. Phenomenal effort plays by guys just getting loose balls and kicking it out, having the presence to kick it out to somebody who's open for a three. And, you know, that's what I'm so proud of this team, is they're just fighting and finding ways. We're not the most talented. We're not as talented as the teams we've had the last two or three years. But we do have a grittiness about us. We do have a pride. We have a competitive spirit that I think is growing. And we have a lot of versatility and experienced guys that who've been through a few wars at some other places, and now we're just trying to put it all together and see what this kind of young team can do. And I think our young guys are going to keep getting better, so I'm really excited to see how that goes.
How about Butter Johnson? I mean, hadn't played a great deal until this weekend, and then was a major factor in both games. And quite honestly, I thought his defense was really good. I know there was a time or two where he might have got lost, but I thought he really did a great job defensively as well, and I thought he played with great intensity, and he seemed like he was loving every minute out there.
Yeah, he was terrific. We don't win the tournament without Buddy Johnson. I was so happy for him. He's kind of been a little streaky. We've kind of gotten after him here about a week or two right before the tournament, just kind of like, hey, man, you got to up it. Like, we got to get another gear out of you. There's more in there that you can give. And he's such an easygoing guy. You just want to see that. And I kind of had a feeling he was going to make some shots in the tournament. He'd been shooting the ball better in practice, and you just kind of felt like he's due for a good game. And And I tell you what, he was phenomenal in both games. And
really,
as you
was.
Mentioned, the defense against Kane, I thought he was really good.
I did, too.
Kane made a couple of incredibly difficult shots.
Just insane.
Buddha did an unbelievable job on several other possessions. And then Buddha's decision-making, handling the ball against the press, was, you know, you could see he was an experienced guard, and putting three guards out there really helped us.
How about that? You know, it was another element of that game. I mean, the game was incredible. Just from a viewership standpoint, other than the 10-minute stoppage for the unobserved foul, you know, the game was just unbelievable. And there were moments where I just thought you really guarded well, and their shot makers just hit freaking ridiculous shots that you know, I saw some of those go in. I thought, okay, well, they're not doing that again. And then they did.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? It's hard to not get demoralized.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're guarding so well, and guys jump up and make tough shots. And that, you know, Wilkinson and Kane are both, man, those
crazy
talented scorers. And they were hard to guard, and took a lot of energy for our guys. But, you know, I thought we had the advantage inside for sure. And I think that there was a wearing effect there. It was like body blows throughout the course of a game. And again, I give our guards a lot of credit for just making it hard on their good players and then showing the poise on offense to make sure we got in our stuff and ran the game with the tempo that we wanted.
You know, you talked about RJ's leadership and everything he means emotionally to this team. How about just this? And obviously that's all obvious. We see that. But there's one other obvious element, Coach, and that's just his plain strength. He is just so friggin' strong, and collegiately, that's a problem for opponents.
It is. He's a big, wide guy who's got great bounce. He's got quickness to him. That's why, oh, my God, I hate to imagine what we could have been like last year if he'd have stayed, because just throw him in there with Ian and Victor. It's like, oh, my goodness. But anyway, we're glad we got him back, because he is – you know what? He's showing that at 15 feet, 16, 17 feet and in, when he gets the ball, he gets one or two dribbles towards the rim, he's a load, because he's got the quickness to bounce off of you and score either shoulder. He's one of those guys, I think, that fits our system so well, and he's just confident in our system. And I think he's playing at a high level right now. He's shooting like 68% from the field or something crazy. He's rebounding the ball, it's just a pure joy to coach that kid.
He just attacks the rim, and he basically never takes a bad shot. Almost every shot he takes is within 5 feet of the basket. He's punishing people down there with his physicality and his explosiveness, and they can't handle it. I mean, it's just obvious. At one point, you know, their big kid gets frustrated and just patently shoves him, you know, in an effort to try and move him. So, that's been awesome to see too. Hey, Coach, I know you're busy. Can you stay for a few more minutes?
I'll stay for a few more.
All right, we'll do a few more minutes with Coach Brad Brunell on short notice joining us today, and just an amazing performance by his team in the tournament and emerging the champion. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Clemson head men's basketball coach Brad Brunell. Appreciate the time, as always. Let me ask you about Nick Davidson. I think that I thought Nick was instrumental in the second half. I thought his dive on the floor, his rebounding, I thought he played with some toughness. I also thought he did a good job in terms of ball handling on the perimeter against pressure and allowing you to run your offense. I also believe this. I believe he still has a really good low block offensive skill set. I know he can shoot the three, just as Carter's hit those shots. And I know he hasn't produced offensively like he would like as yet. What are you telling him?
Yeah, just to be patient. And I think he's putting a lot of pressure on himself right now. And you can almost sense it in some of the things when you see some of the shots he's missed. He's missed some shots he probably normally makes. Yeah. Some of them he was making a little bit earlier in the year. But, you know, it's a long season. These are such long seasons. And the rebounding is the piece that I really need from him. We just have to continue to fight there. RJ's a little undersized. You know, we have to really work at that. That's not easy for us. And so his rebounding, and then I do think his inbounding, his hooking after he inbounded and pressed, and then when he threw it to him a couple times, he went down the floor. threw the ball into RJ once, and RJ got fouled. He took it the length of the floor and dropped it off to Carter once, and he made a layup. So he's making basketball plays that you don't, you know, unless you're, if you just look at a stat sheet, you're not going to see that are really good plays. And obviously, that's why we had him in the game in the second half. He was doing a lot of really good things. He just happened to miss a few shots around the rim that I think he normally makes.
Yeah, that just rolled off that I thought were in. There were a couple shots, low block shots, low block move. I think one was left-handed hook that just barely rolled off that I thought were gonna drop for him. And I know he's capable of that. Let me ask you this. In terms of him finding his niche and in his role, and I think there are going to be other games that are more half-court games in league and such that may play more even to his low block offensive abilities. But, you know, it's interesting because it reminded me a little bit of when you had PJ and Joe Girard, and they were both half-court players, sort of walking up the court players, and you had to wait for them offensively in order for them to be effective. And I think Nick is a little like that. The dilemma here is there are 10 guys that can play, and there are three other bigs that can play, and you're not – really playing that style. You're playing a style where you're trying to take advantage of early offensive opportunities, and so I think it's just going to take a little bit of time. But I know he's capable. I know he's very skilled.
Yeah, no, I think that's good analysis. He's probably having a little bit of a tougher time adjusting to the speed of it all at times, because I do think he played in a little more half court, and we're not going crazy, but we are going at a faster pace, and we've had a couple games that have gotten up and down a little bit, and it's just felt like maybe he's a half step. I think Carter's the same way occasionally. He can be I thought he was a half step behind some of the plays, you know, and it's not like when they're fresh, they're fine.
Right.
But once they've made, you know, four or five trips up and down, I think sometimes that's when you start to see a little bit of laboring or just, you know, it's just not as easy. So, you know, we have to pick our spots as coaches. How much can we run? How much do we need to slow it down? A lot of the other guys, I think, need some help, and it helps our team when we get playing with push. The analytics show we're more efficient offensively that way. And so it's definitely finding the balance with all of that.
Yeah, you know, I was going to talk to you about your recruiting class, too. We'll do that another time, but I'm really impressed with those guys. I think Reynolds and Stevens are just both going to be terrific players, all three kids, I think. Are really going to add something. So congratulations there too. But I think we all owe you thanks. I mean, it's amazing to see. It's amazing what you've done with this team. The effort and the togetherness it's the most interesting team I've seen here. And I talked to Jim Davis yesterday. He called in the ex-Clemson women's coach, who was such a great coach here. And I asked him whether, coach, do you remember seeing a deeper team at Clemson in men's basketball? And he said no. And I don't remember seeing a deeper team either. So it's going to be a fascinating ride and some really big games ahead. I mean, I don't know. Personally, I'm just so freaking geeked up about Clemson, BYU, and Madison Square Garden. I'm just that's just insane. It's you have grown the program remarkably, coach, and now you're playing in these marquee games against the Alabamas and the Georgetowns and me personally, I just think BYU. Do the kids get BYU in Madison Square Garden? I mean, that team is insanely talented. And do they get Madison Square Garden? Do they get the mecca of basketball?
Oh, yeah. They get it. That's why we got to stay focused on Alabama A&M and Alabama. We got to worry about this week. We had a great week, but we just got off the practice court. We showed them the good, bad, and ugly from the games against West Virginia and Georgia, so to get them back right. But we'll start in on Alabama A&M tomorrow. But I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you,
Coach. I appreciate
all
the basketball coverage. It means a lot. I know there's a lot going on this week with the rivalry game. Hopefully Coach Sweeney and the boys are going to take care of business this weekend, and then we can get back focused a little bit on Tiger basketball again.
Let's go. Thank you, Coach. Thank you for all the time.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely amazing.
Appreciate it.
It was honestly, those two games were both incredible. Like, they're also painful. Like,